Sokala Duma Radio. Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
As we reach the tail end of what has been both a fascinating and at times boring season, it's that time again where we identify the best of the best. Will it be McCarthy for his MTN 8 victory or Nyirenda for his TKO win with Baroka against Orlando Pirates? Can it be Pitso Mosimane for his dominance on both the continental and domestic front? Who are your best coaches of the season? Doc Kumalo has the difficult task of choosing in this show his best coaches or coach so far this season. But before we get into that, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We've had some impressive coaches over the past season we are currently wrapping up. Benny McCarthy went to the final of the MTN 8. He won it. He's now on to the next stage, the quarterfinal stages of the Nedbank Cup. And he's also one of the front runners for the Absa Premiership. We also have coach Wetsin Nyirenda, who's won the Telkom Knockout, albeit he is at the bottom of the log as we speak. We also have coaches who've rescued teams from a quagmire. We also have a guy like Josef Vukosic from Polokwane City, who's been able to stabilize the team from nothingness. Coach Pitso Mosimane is qualified for the next round of the CAF Champions League. He's currently at the top, or he's one of the top two teams in the country at the moment as we speak. So it's very, very difficult to pick the coach of the season. So over to you, Doc. You are the expert.
Oh wow, that's a big one. Sure. It's a very tricky one. You've just actually taken everything I wanted to say away from me. But let's analyze one or two of the coaches that I personally think will be the candidate. But I'm looking at Coach Pitso Mosimane, who at the moment they are doing very well. Depending if they'll be able to lift the champions, the league. I'm not talking about Champions League, the CAF one, but the PSL league, if they'll be able to. Then, if that's the case, he's a very strong contender for the coach of the year for me, because you're looking at a coach that just came from behind with some game in hand, and if he managed to win it, that will be like a mountain to climb, and we need to give it to him, considering the fact that he had to focus on the Champions League, CAF Champions League, and the PSL League. That is not easy for a coach to deal with. So if it happens that Sundowns win the league, that's my strong candidate, number one. The second one, it will be Benny McCarthy. When we look at the situation at the moment, Benny has won one trophy already. He's on the verge of making a triplet. Only if he can win the Nedbank and the league. And that will make him the first coach ever that has been in the PSL for a year and he can win a treble. And the youngest coach ever. But having said that, if only the scenario that happened against Maritzburg United has nothing to do with him being the second strongest candidate or the first strong candidate, I will say Penny is the second strongest candidate for the coach of the year. And then now, when we look at Wetsin Nyirenda, who won one trophy, but unfortunately, the results of the league, they don't complement what he's supposed to be getting at the moment, being nominated for the coach of the year.
Absolutely.
Because they are down there. Otherwise, had he been probably second or third, I would say first coach taking on a team, a foreigner, and he won a trophy and he took the team to the first or second position, he would be my candidate also. Yes, we can argue the fact that the Polokwane City coach has turned around the tables, has done very well with the team, but we can say that with the rest of the coaches. We can say that with Steve Compella, he's done very well
at first, he started with Celtic. He did well with Celtic, even though they were going through the financial difficulties, and then he's doing well now with Golden Arrows.
Exactly. So that's my argument, to say it's going to be based on that he has turned around the fortune that at Turquoise City, he has taken them from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
And they have played good football. There are so many coaches I can say that they've done that. So in that regard, very, very tricky one. But at the moment, I'll stick with the two boys, Kitso and Penny. And only if Vets can also be able to win the league, Kevin Hunt can also be one of the contenders to be the coach of the league. Because you must remember, Vets came out of the relegation zone last season, and from down there, took them to where they belong this season.
So
they deserve to be one of the contenders to be coach of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was about to say that the last point on this one has always been about, I think the argument was, and even Coach Pitso Mosimane had this to say about this, that if the name of the title is EPSA Premiership Coach of the Season, then it should always go to a coach that wins the EPSA Premiership. It shouldn't go to a coach that rescued a team from relegation to number 8 or something like that. It should always be the coach that wins the EPSA Premiership.
I 100% agree with Pitso, because if we were going to be talking about somebody who has done very tremendously well in terms of moving from the relegation and getting the third position, whereas somebody has won the trophy, it doesn't make sense. It's EPSA Coach of the Year, the person who has won the trophy. So that coach deserves to be the coach of the year, because he has won the EPSA league. Because if that's the criteria we're using in the coaches, then we might as well do the same with the other nominees in terms of different categories.
Yeah, with players as well.
We have to do that. Yeah, top goal scorer. Can you imagine, a top goal scorer having 14? And then you say, because he took out his team, from relegation by scoring 8 goals, whereas there's someone who's got 14 goals. But we're giving it to someone who has scored 8 goals for his team to avoid relegation. Then it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Kaizer Chiefs will host Cape Town City in the Nedbank Cup on the 31st of March. That is Kaizer Chiefs versus Cape Town City. It's a tough one in the Nedbank Cup. Kaizer Chiefs being the home side. Which side would you tip to win this encounter?
Kaizer Chiefs being the home side, that doesn't give them the upper hand, because they are playing a stubborn city, and it has been proven when they played the last league game at the FNB Stadium, they lost the game. And again, with City, haven't proven that they are a stubborn team or they are a good team. It's not going to be easy for Kaizer Chiefs. But this one, there is no draw. Clearly, there should be a winner. I would say... Wow, this is a difficult one. Kaizer Chiefs will go through.
Kaizer Chiefs will go through in the Nedbank Cup against Cape Town City.
Penalty shootout,
All right. And we thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.